Patrick, many congratulations. That seemed to feel like that meant a lot.
It meant a lot. It was because, like, you know, it's many years ago I was here. I say it over and over, but it's so emotional because I was just dead last. I went home. I felt like, you know, you're never going to make it. You're never going to come there. And now I just, everything comes together and you come back and you win here in front of this crowd and this evening when everyone, you know, in black tie. It's just a feeling that, you know it's a once in a lifetime thing. So I just feel incredibly emotional about it.
There was also an element that you were the favourite as well. Did that have a little bit of pressure on you because you've had a really good indoor season so far?
I didn't know that I was a favourite. I mean, I don't normally like listen and hear to stuff. I just want to ride good. And like I said, if everyone rides really well and you ride a little bit better and you win, that's exactly what I want. I want the sport to be top, top, top.
What was the key to your victory tonight, do you think?
I think the test is extremely difficult. It has a degree of difficulty for a 10. I think he executed it with no mistakes. I think the music is really cool. It's very different. It's Guns N' Roses, so it's like totally off like the classical dressage. It's just like a bit more rockier, a bit more like emotional. But he just puts everything together, and I think that's what's made a victory tonight.
What a way to end this year, isn't it?
Unbelievable. But now it's like I've done 3 shows in a row. I say it like I do not understand how the jumpers can go week after week because I've done 3 shows now, mate, and I'm dead.